Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Getoleno. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has announced that the general coaches of trains will now be cleaned at par with first-class coach. Addressing a press conference on railway reforms in New Delhi yesterday, he said that initially 80 long-distance trains will be identified within 6 months for the initiative. He said dedicated staff will be deployed on these trains to ensure cleaning at intervals of 1 to 1.5 hours. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has decided to bring major reforms in railways, aiming for 52 reforms in 52 weeks this year. The Union Cabinet has approved India's first underwater twin-tube road and rail tunnel between River Brahmaputra. The project involves a four-lane access-controlled greenfield corridor from Gopur to Numaligarh in Assam, spanning a total of 34 kilometers, including 15.79 kilometers of road cum rail tunnel under the river. The project will cost over 18,600 crore rupees and is expected to be completed within 5 years. The corridor will reduce the travel time between the two points from 6 hours to about 20 minutes. The project aims to strengthen the Northeast as a gateway to ACTIS policy, improve border connectivity, trade and tourism. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the cabinet decision, saying the project will enhance connectivity, lower logistic cost and accelerate growth across Assam and the entire Northeast. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that artificial intelligence will power the fifth industrial revolution with a focus on societal impact, adoption and governance. Speaking at an event yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said that India will host one of the world's biggest AI summits this year, signaling the country's rising influence in next-gen technologies.
Is basically bringing the fifth industrial revolution. And this industrial revolution is going to be much bigger than the past industrial revolutions, past changes in technology, major transformations which have happened in the past. And the pace of transformation is also going to be very fast. We must prepare our industries for this change, prepare our students for this, prepare our society for this.
Nagaland's Sashi Mongla Sangtam, founder of A&D Solar Enterprise, has been awarded the DRE Woman of the Year at the India Distributed Renewable Energy Summit 2026 held in New Delhi. The award recognizes her work in expanding decentralized renewable energy solutions to support women, persons with disabilities and vulnerable communities across Nagaland. Through solar dryers, off-grid power systems and clean energy support for micro-enterprises, A&D Solar has helped grassroots entrepreneurs to increase income, reduce energy cost and improve productivity. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India has increased its commitment to climate action and spending nearly 5.6% of the country's GDP. Participating in a panel discussion on degrees of instability, climate security in a warming world in Munich, Germany yesterday, she said India has achieved 2/3 of its nationally determined commitments in the renewable sector.
India has increased its commitment to the climate action. We were at 3.7% of our GDP 6 years ago, spending on climate action. But today, we are somewhere close to 5.6%, so more than doubled in a matter of 6 years. We've put money to achieve the targets or the nationally determined commitments.
The Nagaland State Legal Services Authority will carry out a 90-day intensive mediation drive from next month. The initiative is under the Nationwide Mediation for the Nation 2.0 campaign launched by the National Legal Services Authority, aimed at settling pending cases across taluk, district and high courts. As part of the campaign, district legal services authorities across Nagaland will facilitate mediation of cases, including matrimonial disputes, accident claims, commercial disputes, consumer matters and other civil disputes. And in cricket, Nagaland have bowed out of the senior women's one-day trophy plate. In their last group match played yesterday in Bhubaneswar, Nagaland went down to Manipur by 76 runs. The plate final will now be played between Sikkim and Bihar tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.